I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good value, big upside. It's DA.
Damon Amendolar.
Hi, that's what I appreciate about you. You're progressive, you're smart, you're a thinker, intelligent, good dressed or well-dressed.
On CBS Sports Radio.
Our next guest has one of the most famous careers in sportscasting history. He has some of the most indelible moments in sportscasting history. From epic Final Four calls, including the Christian Laettner shot in 1992, to incredible Masters calls like Jack Nicklaus, to incredible NFL calls, and so many unbelievable SEC calls like the Kick Six and others. Joining us here on the show, he's got a new memoir that is out right now, available for the holidays, which is a very cool gift. It's called Play-by-Play, Calling the Wildest Games in Sports, from SEC Football to College Basketball, the Masters, and more. Our friend, Vern Lundquist. Vern, good morning.
Damon, I haven't talked to you in at least 2 weeks.
It's been too long, I would say, Vern.
Yeah, I think so, too.
You want a daily spot on the show?
We don't want them gossiping about us.
That's Do you want a daily spot on the show? We can put you in at 10:30 every morning.
You got a deal. I'd be glad to do it.
All right. So the SEC championship game was an epic one between Alabama and Georgia on Saturday. You've been in the middle of so many great Alabama moments. Was that one of the best battles you've seen an opponent put up against Alabama in that spot?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. My wife and I were watching a game here in our home in Steamboat Springs. And I have a proclivity for texting my friend Gary Danielson during timeouts. So I was in constant contact with, not constant, but fairly constant contact with Gary throughout the game. And we were glued to it. I thought, Damon, I beg your pardon, that's awful. I thought Georgia just played their hearts out in the first half and was in control of the game. And then when Tua Tagovailoa goes out with the foot injury or the ankle injury, I thought it was over. And one of the great stories of redemptions, and we always look for these in sports, and it occurred in that game when Jalen Hurts came back in the game and led Alabama to a win. The one call that will be discussed angrily in Georgia and happily in Alabama was, why do you go for it on 4th and 11 and fake a field goal? I don't think Kirby Smart can explain himself away from that for a long, long time.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, a lot of people are saying that Georgia is one of the four best teams of the country, but they didn't get into the college football playoff. And so some say, well, expand the playoff. Are you a proponent of an expanded playoff beyond four?
Yes. Yes. Somehow I'm going to live long enough to get the University of Central Florida with an undefeated season into the playoff.
Yeah.
That's my life's mission. They've run 25 in a row now, and they don't get a sniff.
Yeah,
and it seems like it's the gathering of the swells. And if you're not on the inside, you don't have a chance. And that's been demonstrated again and again, now twice in a row. I think there should be room. I heard Gary at the end of the telecast say, if the idea is to get the four best teams in the playoffs, then these are the four best. Two of them playing here, one of them playing in Clemson, and one of them playing in Notre Dame. Well, then you leave guys out like Ohio State. You would have left out Oklahoma. What's wrong with going to eight? And I'm not smart enough to know what the finances are or the control issues, but they've got to go to eight. And I don't talk to me about student athletes and, you know, we can't take them away from their classes. Baldash. They take them away from their classes all the time. So I'm one of those who thinks you've got to go to eight. And I guess I'll be happy with eight, but it's got to come.
Vern Lundquist is our guest this morning here on the show. I like what you said about the excuse of pulling students away from studies. I mean, number one, we do that with college basketball all the time. I mean, they're gone for basically an entire month in March. On top of it, we've added a 12th regular season game in your 10-year calling games and conference championship weeks and now a two-tier playoff system. And on top of it, FCS does a playoff, and those kids seem to be fine studying. So it's just one big stupid excuse, isn't it?
Well, yes. Those of us who are around college athletics, and it's a big-time business, big time. And, you know, I've said many times over the years that on occasions I've been known to hold my nose during a telecast because the insistence they all be called student athletes drives me over the edge. Most of them are. And I think this, that any kid who has the aptitude for a college education has no excuse for not graduating with a degree, because you are helped and coddled and advised and sent down certain curriculum paths. There's no reason that you can't get a degree. The guys that drive me nuts are the guy who paid lip service to it. And I'm college athletic, and then in the case of college, the NBA guys. How many of those NBA guys who declare for class, declare for the NCAA, they finish their first semester of classes, they're guided through them, and then they say, okay, I'm one and done, I'm going to the NBA. I would love to take class attendance for their itineraries,
yeah.
Their agendas for the second
yeah.
half.
I
guarantee you 4% of them are actually pursuing degrees.
Yeah. The memoir is play-by-play calling the wildest games in sports, from SEC football to college basketball to Masters and more. It's such a cool book. You and I have talked about the book before. It's a wonderful holiday gift. You had a lot of fun writing this book, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I told you the process. I had back surgery a year ago, and it put me on my back for a while. We'd signed the contract, and after a while, HarperCollins was saying, well, we need a little product here. And I was on my back in Steamboat and not highly motivated. So we had a bit of a crisis. And we had a conference call with several of us involved in the decision. And we hired a ghostwriter who gets credit for the book. And he did a wonderful job. Gary Brozek is his name. And Gary and I would get on the telephone. We limited ourselves to 4 days a week, 90 minutes per session, and just so we didn't get exhausted. And these conversations were all taped, transcribed, sent back to Gary. He would churn out a couple of chapters, send them to me for my approval and fact check, and then we'd send them back to New York. So it was laborious, but it was... It was intense to a degree that we paid very close attention to the content. And I don't think we missed many things that Gary and I had initially agreed we wanted to address. And we've got enough left over. If this thing sells well, and we hope it does, come back for a second chapter.
That's phenomenal.
We've laughed. That I was going to do. It's not a frou-frou book. Believe me, I'm pretty candid about most folks. The PR director at CBS called me when the book was published. She said, okay, warn me. Who have you trashed?
Sounds like my bosses.
And I said, don't worry about it, Jennifer. They're all dead. So
smart. Very smart.
Maybe the next time around we'll be a little more candid. But it's not that kind of a book. It's not. The intent was never to let me tell you the nasty truth about sports television. It's anecdotal, and it we cover a lot of ground. It's not just SEC, college basketball, NFL. We get into the figure skating thing, of course, and I did the World Horse Jumping Championship. There's some stories about that. I did 26 one-hour amateur boxing matches with Sugar Ray Leonard back in the 80s. So there's a little bit for everybody.
That's fantastic. The memoir is Play-by-Play, Calling the Wildest Games in Sports from SEC Football to College Basketball, the Masters, and more. Available right now for the holidays. Vern, it's always a pleasure to catch up, my man. We love you so much around here. Thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm sure we'll do it again.
Merry Christmas to you, Damon.
Back at you, Vern. Vern Lundquist joining us this morning here on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.